This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty on June 9th opened marginally higher and registered its lifetime high of 15,800 after witnessing consolidation in the initial trading hours. A sudden spell of selling emerged in the second half of the trading session and prices failed to sustain their higher high, higher bottom formation on the intraday chart and the index closed below 15,650. Nifty has given a decisive breakdown of a rising wedge pattern on the daily chart and prices have closed below their trendline resistance. After the breakout of a falling channel pattern on May 21st from 15,100 to the all-time high of 15,800, Nifty has neither witnessed any throwback nor a profit booking for the last 12 trading sessions. Momentum oscillator RSI has witnessed a fall from 70, which is an overbought zone, and closed below 70 level with a bearish crossover. The 21-day exponential moving average is placed above the upper band of the channel pattern and acting as a crucial support zone near 15,355. Support for Nifty is placed near 15,400 and 15,350 levels, while resistance is near 15,800. Bank Nifty on the daily chart is trading within the rising wedge pattern and closed above its 21-day exponential moving average. India VIX closed 3% lower at 14.75 and it has also broken its 10-month long rectangle pattern on the daily chart. Volatility index is trading lower, which indicates that any short-term correction in the market can be utilized as a fresh buying opportunity. Here are three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Escorts is the first call, target price ₹1,265, stop loss ₹1,162. Upside potential for this call is 5%. This stock had been trading in a range of ₹1,140 to ₹1,195 for almost 33 trading sessions. It has formed an ascending triangle formation on the daily chart. The stock has broken out of an ascending triangle pattern at ₹1,220 on June 3rd and has registered a decisive breakout that suggests a change in the trend from sideways to upside. For the last couple of trading sessions, this counter has been revisiting its trendline support and most probably has completed its throwback. It is trading above its 21 and 50-day exponential moving averages on the daily time frame, which is positive for the counter. There has been above average volume on the day of the breakout, which confirms price volume breakout on the daily time frame. Momentum oscillator RSI is reading near 60 with positive crossover on the daily scale, which indicates positive momentum for the counter. Reliance Industries is the second call, target price ₹2,300, stop loss ₹2,100 and upside potential for this call is 6%. Reliance Industries had been trading in a range between ₹1,850 to ₹2,150 for the last 6 months and formed a symmetrical triangle pattern on the weekly chart. The stock has given a decisive breakout of a symmetrical triangle pattern and is currently hovering above the upper band of the triangle pattern on the weekly interval. Reliance witnessed an above average volume activity during the breakout, which indicates price volume breakout on the weekly scale. The stock is trading above its 50 and 100-day exponential moving averages on the weekly time frame, which is positive for it for the near term. Momentum oscillator RSI is reading above 60 with positive crossover, looking to accelerate higher on the daily and weekly intervals. And Dr. Lal Pathlabs is the third call, target price ₹3,210, stop loss ₹2,874 and upside potential for this call is 7%. This stock had been trading in a range of ₹2,750 to ₹2,950 for almost 2 months. It has formed an inverted head and shoulder pattern on the daily chart. It has broken out of an inverted head and shoulder pattern at ₹3,000 on June 8th and has registered a decisive breakout that suggests a change in the trend from sideways to upside. It is trading above its 21, 50 and 100 exponential moving averages on the daily time frame, which is positive for the prices for the near term. MACD indicator is reading above its center line with positive crossover above its signal line. Momentum oscillator RSI has witnessed a horizontal trendline breakout, which is placed at 60, which indicates positive momentum is likely to continue ahead. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. Plus, Money Control is a part of the Network 18 group. Network 18 is controlled by Independent Media Trust, of which Reliance Industries is the sole beneficiary. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.